grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Yeah, boy. We're back for the DAC chat, or as somebody texted in, Mary Jane Media, which would have worked just as well.
It's pretty good.
Is Mary Jane, is there any negative connotation there? Where did that come from? Do you know? Just to pick your brain, Chris Foutley, I know you're the guy, so.
MJ,
Mary Jane.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah, okay.
Back in the day when you had to hide it in a song and that.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other day, though, I mean, speaking of that kind of thing, the origin of the words, the DAC.
Yeah.
Being our South African connection.
Is it?
Yeah, from the Dugga.
Oh,
and
I love
being
it.
In the days of the Durban poison coming
actually,
in the 80s.
If you put like a South African stank on it, it is deck, deck.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah. So, you know, maybe it's a rugby thing.
Fair enough. Although, yeah, Dutch South Africa, you know, they're into that.
There you go. That's right. They maybe the, and if they, you know, they've been decriminalising medical use and things over there and South Africa. And in fact, I would like to briefly note the passing of one of South Africa's, coincidentally, one of South Africa's main advocates who went to court and had a very crucial case last year,
right.
and was killed in a robbery earlier this week.
Oh, wow.
So
In South Africa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the hazards of living there, right?
Yeah, it can get hectic, can't it?
Yeah.
From what I've
read,
anyway.
So yeah, that's the life in the in that kind of thing. But hey, so what did happen as well this week? There was a report came out, looked at the impact of last year's watershed law change, which we have talked about a few times before, which was the amendment to the Misuse of Drugs Act, which built in police discretion, made it mandatory rather than optional, and said you got to use your discretion, or for clarity, you have it. So don't say that you don't, that you have to, oh, sorry, mate, I have to arrest you. No, you don't.
Mm.
It's built into the law now. You have the discretion, just for clarity, and it uses those words even, and that you must use it. And unless there is some sort of public health benefit for proceeding with any kind of arrest
have
or prosecution.
Have the police been using it? Do we know if it's...
Turns out it's made no difference whatsoever. Mm. So these...
so they haven't been using it?
They haven't been using it. And,
yeah.
And they're saying, oh, maybe we were already doing it before, maybe.
Yes, please.
Yeah, whatever. And of course, yet again, the stats have showed that the inbuilt bias against Māori is still there, that they haven't managed to overcome that. And so this proceeding with prosecution, prosecutions and arrests that has happened despite this law, despite this very clear signal from Parliament, hey, stop doing it, and they're still doing it, and they're still discriminating against Māori.
Why? Why?
Exactly. It's just built in. I mean, you know, the why would be great to know, but what this really shows is we got to get this referendum passed. We have to vote yes in the referendum, because just hoping that the police go easy, or thinking, oh, let's just decriminalise it. You hear people say that. Decriminalising means the police still go after you.
Mm.
You know, so we have to actually properly legalise it, which is what the referendum bill does.
New leader of the National Party.
What's your vibe?
What's your take on cannabis?
You're trying to bring me down?
We need to cover these things, mate. We need to cover it. We need to know.
No, it's been hilarious, I've got to say. No, I shouldn't say that. It's been very interesting. And, Judith Collins, you know, who knows? You know, she's my impression, I think, same with a lot of people.
She'll toe the party line, innit?
Well, she'll change based on what she thinks is going to get the headline, maybe. But yeah. Certainly previous statements have been very anti-cannabis, and in fact, using those very words, I am anti-cannabis. And she has voted against any kind of change that has been put before Parliament so far. So I think if we look back on past behaviour, that's probably the best predictor. And so certainly I don't think we have much of a friend in Judith Collins. However, she has elevated Shane Reti, and he is now their spokesperson for health, and he is a big supporter of reform, certainly for medical,
okay.
and in a very good way. So that's a positive sign, I guess. But overall, I think you could say National have just lost their Liberal wing, or what you could say is their Liberal wing, which would be Nikki Kaye and Paula Bennett, of all people. It's just reflex, so you just can't help it. But, you know, them being actually, you know, the most liberal end of National,
yeah.
which is incredible to think, but they are.
But also,
and
Jacinda's
all
kryptonite
now,
was
you know?
Nikki Kaye, 100%. She was.
She liked to think it maybe. Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, no, it's a mate. Got the Auckland
election in
the
distant past. That's a different era.
Yeah, mate. I know, but that's why the story would have been so good if they went up against each other again. It's like movie script stuff.
Well. The other thing, certainly, just looking at Auckland Central, with Nikki Kaye gone, maybe this increases the chance of Chloe Swarbrick, you know, taking the seat as a local MP, which I think she's going to put up a very good show of that anyway. And it was already too close to call, perhaps. So certainly with Nikki retiring, if Chloe gets it, then they don't need to necessarily hit the 5%. So it increases the chance of the Greens being in, and also perhaps opens up a way for New Zealand First to...
it's got to be some kind of record there.
So generally, from the current government's point of view, it's all good, I think.
Shall we take in phone calls?
Shall we talk about weed?
Yeah, talk about weed, please.
Because there has been some other things. Oh, there was a college, right? St. Paul's College. This was one of the big news stories of the week. They loved it. To legalise is to normalise... And they had that on their gate, right? So displaying.
Yeah,
and
this
is a Catholic school out Pakaranga Way, and they receive state funding. So that's where it's been controversial.
What?
Is the state funding comes with a condition, or whatever, that they don't take political stances.
Okay.
So, it doesn't explicitly say that they're talking about cannabis when they say that, but they're saying to legalise is to normalise, say no.
I think they're talking about religion in general. So,
well, they could, I guess, try
they
and say
get
that,
their
but
tax,
clearly
tax
it is about cannabis, and so, should they be doing that kind of thing? I personally was rung up actually on Sunday afternoon by staff, and they said, "Do you want to make a comment?"
Sunday afternoon.
I know. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. But the things I do.
They can call us. Jeez.
And well, that's right. I suggested that. And but anyway, I said, they can take a stance if they want. I guess like anyone can, and it's good to be involved in the debate and the discussion. But perhaps before taking that stance, they should canvass their the local parents and students and stakeholders and see how they feel, rather than just sort of telling them. And especially as a Catholic school, there's a little bit of hypocrisy going on there, I think.
Yeah.
But also is it if you don't want your students to be interested in cannabis, then is putting a sign on your front gate talking about cannabis the way to do that?
I remember being a kid and. Rebelling was key.
Well, there you go. It'll be an interesting study in its own right. Does cannabis use go up?
Call it. Cool. If you've got any questions, text into 5395. Well, we've got Chris there, and I can chat them at him. The Green AKA candidate was Cindy's kryptonite. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Somebody just totally said what I said.
There you go. It must be true.
Somebody wanted to talk about weed to us mutts. Cool. Okay.
Good,
if you could expand on that a bit.
One more thing, though, was the and it's another downer news, I guess. I hate to talk about what the No campaign's doing, but the Say Nopers have complained that official referendum booklet that's been mailed out to registered voters, and registered voters are the only people they get to decide in the referendum.
Is it printed
on?
If
you're not a,
I thought the information supplied was pretty good, and it gives you kind of a pretty broad outline of what's going to come into. Force.
I don't look at things. Right. I let John look at it, and if John says it's okay, then it's probably okay. So,
I would agree with that in this case. So the line in question that they're up in angst about is the bill's purpose is to reduce harm to people and communities. So that's the line that they say is wrong, and they're talking about going to court over in some way. I don't know what that's going to prove or achieve. But anyway, so this is the leaflet, and what I like about it, as you talked about, the ad that was on last week.
Is the dog on there? What does it look like? Good dog or bad dog?
I actually haven't got it yet, and I'm a registered voter, so they must be staggering it, surely, to take the strain off the essential workers in the postal service.
I think they know that John would read it and tell us all about it.
So. But it is a good reminder to make sure you're enrolled to vote, because only voters do get to decide. But the good thing, of course, and I'm not saying this is a reason to go slack and leave it to the last minute, but you actually can enroll on election day this year and vote, and they will actually count it, and they will be having voting places in supermarkets and malls on election day. So that is awesome. But if you're already enrolled, you can start from the 2nd of September. So it's not too far away. You can do some early voting. Get in there.
Okay. And best place to find more information? Succinct, punchy, clear information.
Geez,
if I'm trying to make
that?
My mind up. If I'm going to vote yes or no in this referendum,
go to Make It Legal NZ. It's a nice
there
Facebook
you go.
Page.
MakeItLegal.nz.
Here's a lovely
great.
Quote from Bill Murray here. I find it quite ironic that the most dangerous thing about weed is getting caught with it. Isn't that spot on?
It's spot on.
Bill Murray kicking ass as per.
Yeah. Very good. And in terms of a straight or a fence sitter, direct them to On Our Terms, OrgNZ. That's the Drug Foundation's campaign, Yes On Our Terms. And that's very good information for the fence sitter, straight kind of older, slightly more conservative types.
Wants
to read.
Taste of both sides?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good. Right. And the Prime Minister's Chief Science Advisor has a very good infographic that really sums it all up. And that is a yes and no. It's very unbiased. It just says, here's what happens with yes, here's what's no.
Apparently that's Nick Smith, the dinosaur, is National's new drug spokesperson, and I don't think he's a herbivore. We've been... well said.
No, we ain't. Well, there you go. The choice just couldn't be clearer. And so, you know, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah,
If you want prohibition and continued arrests, and just like we've heard, the police still go around arresting people and targeting Māori in particular, then hey, vote National and vote no, or don't vote. And if you want to change that, then vote yes. Three ticks green, even.
Fair enough.
I shouldn't say that. At least one tick green.
Chris Fowley, thank you very much.
Anything happening at the hemp store that we need to know about before we go?
Oh, mate, it's all on. What have we been up to? Well, we've had a few, restocks. Some good vaporizers have come in, and the water pipe of the ornamental kind.
The vase.
Yep. The Wonder Wall of water pipes is restocked. So, you know, if you've been missing it like I have, then fully restocked.
I don't know what that means, but I'm excited about it.
As featured in New Zealand Geographic.
What?
Thank you very much. That's a high achievement right there.
Sounds like a zone. We've had a request for a DAC track after this as well. Somebody said Sensimilia by Black Uruhu, so...
Yeah, let's do that.
Right on.
Very good.
Pressing the button, guys.
Go for it.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
To the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.